Hi, I'm Dr. Dave Cole, Professor Emeritus and Academic Hall of Famer from Virginia Tech, Blacksburg, Virginia, and welcome to another edition of the Globetrotter of Agriculture. Today's thematic is Pitfalls of Business Transition. Business transition is commonly ranked as one of the top three challenges facing agriculture businesses. As the baby boomer generation, comprised of individuals born between 1946 and 1964, age out, the challenge becomes even more paramount. There are often unexpected elements that make the business transition process appear analogous to a major mountain climb. Let's address some of the common business transition pitfalls. Waiting too long. A California producer said it all in his comments before a seminar. His neighbor asked, "When are you going to become the co-pilot or even the passenger in your business?" His point was not to wait too long before you begin to hand over the reins, responsibilities, and ownership. He further stated that he was stubborn and he felt he was going to live forever. His neighbor's blunt question prompted him to get the transition process started and was a constant reminder to make sure that it was completed. Profitability in the business. A subtle but important part of business transition is to make sure the business is profitable. Often, profitability is measured by tax records that are designed to reduce income taxes or, in many cases, generate a loss through revenue, cost, and depreciation adjustments. It's very important to do an accrual-adjusted income statement to provide a more accurate assessment of true profitability. Accrual adjustments consider the changes on the balance sheet for inventory, accounts receivable, accounts payable, prepaid expenses, accrued expenses, and supplies. Studies conducted by both Purdue University and the University of Illinois illustrate that the net income variation between cash or Schedule F tax forms and accrual-adjusted income statements amount to a 40 to 60% difference. Now let's look at a rust-out, worn-out, faded-out asset and business management culture. A kiss of death is when the younger generation obtains an asset base that is not up to snuff from an efficiency or competitive standpoint. To compound matters, sometimes significant investments have to be made soon after the younger generation takes over when they often cannot afford to do so. Layer on a management culture that is oriented in the past rather than the future, and one has a recipe for potential disaster. The possible cure for all these pitfalls is to work with a third-party, neutral facilitator or a trusted advisor to get the transition process started and ensure the transition journey proceeds as planned. The question becomes, are you ready? Well, we'll see you next time for another edition of the Globetrotter of Agriculture. A kiss of death is when the younger generation inherits an asset base that is not up to snuff from an efficiency or competitive standpoint.